This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed. Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, modularity, a warranty you cannot believe. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Coming from Mother Jones. They're trying to ratchet up the gun control agenda as some sort of a response to the continued spike in gun owners and concealed carry permit holders. And Mother Jones writer Brian Schatz boldly declares in one hell of a sensationalized headline, only 3 in 5 gun owners have received firearms training. And everybody run for your lives. That's just joshing, though. Because the first line of his own article disproves the headline. He says 40% of America's gun owners have not received any formal firearms training. And even that's not quite truthful either. His article is in reference to a brief report funded by the Fund for a Safer Future and the Joyce Foundation, both advocates of gun control, which states that a nationally representative survey conducted in 2015 found that firearm owners with formal firearm training has not meaningfully changed since 2 decades ago, further clarifying that training program contents vary widely. I would have to disagree with that. 2 decades ago, we didn't have as many concealed carriers. There is a modicum, if nothing more than a 1 8-hour class in most cases for concealed carry permits. So, for example, in South Carolina, everybody with a concealed carry permit undergoes that. And they have to go through a live fire training exercise or qualification exercise as well. But here's a few things that could be coming from this. Like, some people may not refer to their training as formal. Or, since the results are based on a voluntary survey, numbers are likely disproportionate to reality. And that the survey still reported that 61% of firearm owners and 14% of non-owners living with a firearm owner reported having received formal firearm training. The most commonly reported combination of training topics was safe handling, safe storage, and preventing accidents. Now, I have taken my sons and taught them how to shoot. One of them has actually come with me to some formal training. The other one has not. Neither one of them has ever had anything. They both carry concealed all the time. You know. Did they get formal training from me, though? No. Does that mean that they're untrained? No. Do I advocate for everyone to practice as much as you can? Yes. Train as much as you can? Yes. Do I think it should be mandatory? No, I don't. And once again, Mother Jones and the gun control agenda is twisting skewed data to make gun owners look like a bunch of untrained idiots. But if you're going to act like an authority on formal firearms training, Schatz, it might help if you knew the minimum about basic firearm safety, like, oh, I don't know, the 4 rules of gun safety. What does this mean, though, firearms training? Does this mean going to the range and practicing? Maybe. Does this mean going to the range and practicing under the eye of an instructor? Maybe. Does this mean going to a defensive pistol class or a firearm safety class or any one of these classes after you've qualified for your permit? Maybe. And that's the thing. Who's to say what is formal firearms training? In most cases, all of it is professional, without a doubt, but some of this nonsense that I keep hearing from some of these people is quite imaginative. And it's, you know, if you go back and if you look at this decision coming out of D.C., okay, we get this from D.C. Council Chairman Paul Mendelson, who expressed the mythological belief in why citizens shouldn't carry guns. He said, accepting this without appeal would make the district an outlier among the states and not in a good way on this important issue of public safety. He is referred to, what is an at-large Democrat? He's an at-large Democrat. I know Second Amendment advocates claim that allowing the possession and carrying of firearms promotes public safety, but all of the gun violence in our cities by people carrying firearms. And this is why some regulation like requiring a good reason to have a license to carry is necessary. Well, you know, there's 16 million of us that carry guns every day that aren't doing anything violent. At large, Democrat. So, the anti-gun Democrats are having to become more and more creative, trying to carve out an exception to the Second Amendment. Now, I know it doesn't seem that way, but so far courts have mostly ruled in favor of gun rights. But laws with structures like the good reason standard will continue to bedevil supporters of gun rights as anti-gun extremists test the boundaries of how far courts will go to curtail or expand Second Amendment rights. Now, expanding Second Amendment rights is not necessarily something the courts would do. The courts would expand them simply by saying, no, you can't do that. That's not really an expansion. That's a return to the natural order. Does this mean that the people that don't seek formal firearms training don't know what they're doing? I don't know how many people who, you know, we keep seeming to forget certain numbers like the 2,000 to 6,000 a day who defend themselves with guns, and that the 95 to 97% of them that don't pull the trigger. Knowing when to pull the trigger is an indicator of intelligence and knowing what you're doing. It is not an indicator of not knowing what you're doing. And that's the thing. That is the thing. So, all that being said, good reason that, I mean, do you think there should be good reason to speak? Should there be good reason for that? Should there be good reason for you to get due process under law? Should there be good reason for you to get equal consideration under the law? Why is the Second Amendment the only amendment that they can get out there and attach certain little caveats to that seems to restrict its practice on a daily basis? Why is that so? I don't honestly know. I don't honestly know. But I do know that this was, to me, this was big. This was big. This idea that a judge would come out against this after the Fourth Circuit, the Ninth Circuit, and all these other guys. This judge in D.C., where Heller came from, getting out there again, having to fight this fight. Why aren't we just locking these guys up for breaking a law? If this was Roe, I mean, with Roe, that meant that there was a right to an abortion anytime, all the time, every time. No caveats whatsoever. What's Heller? Why doesn't Heller get that same afforded, you know, that same accommodation? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
For P150, P150 GA, P150 NY, P150 OK, P150 TN, C250 A, C250 E, C250 Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775. 1-800-656-9775.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality modularity, a warranty you cannot believe. Go check them out at TacticalHolsters.com. I want to talk about the states that protect the rights of travelers to keep and bear arms. Or rather, the ones that don't. Let's look at them. The Hall of Shamers. If we shall. Three of these Hall of Shamers are shall issue states. One in particular has voted for the most pro-gun presidential candidate in every election since 1980. The criteria for the list are: the state must require a license for concealed carry. The state either bans or requires a license for open carry of a firearm in all or part of its territory. Number three, non-residents either cannot apply for a firearms license from the state or else the application is contingent on some nexus that many Americans would not meet. Number four, the number of out-of-state licenses recognized must be less than 50. Number five, the state will not recognize out-of-state licenses that are not issued by the non-resident's home state. Number six, vehicle carry license or not didn't keep anyone off the list. It's not very impressive to have a law that requires you to leave a gun in the car, whether it's a hammer blow away from belonging to somebody else, you know. So coming in at number five is Rhode Island. The Rhode Island State Attorney General issues concealed weapons permits on a may issue basis. Alternatively, or additionally, municipalities issue licenses on a shall issue basis. Non-resident applicants must provide a copy of their home state permit, which immediately kicks Vermonters to the curb, as well as anyone else who lives in a state that respects the right to keep and bear arms, even less than Rhode Island. Open carry is permissible as long as you have an Attorney General-issued Rhode Island carry license. The municipal permits do not allow it, but eliminate the 5-day waiting period for new gun sales. Reciprocity, they have none. No out-of-state licenses are recognized. Persons with a license from their home state may carry a concealed firearm in a vehicle as long as that person does not have any intent to detain him or herself or remain within the state of Rhode Island. So you got to keep on driving. Number four, Oregon. It isn't a particularly onerous place to live for the gun-owning community. They are shall issue. State law preempts local governments from interfering with open or concealed carry by licensed gun owners. There's no state law banning open carry either. But if you're not a local, you might have some difficulties. Like Rhode Island, they don't recognize any out-of-state permits. Non-residents may apply for an Oregon license only if they reside in one of Oregon's four bordering states, California, Nevada, Idaho, or Washington. If you live anywhere from Tucson to Portland on the East Coast, you are excluded. Non-residents can openly carry a firearm, and in theory, their preemption laws specifically allows local governments to regulate unlicensed open carry. So as a result, some municipalities with a grandstanding left-wing city council, like Portland, have banned unlicensed open carry, and there may well be others. But you know, they do not require a license for open carry of firearms in a vehicle. That's the good news. The bad news is that a 2008 Court of Appeals decision held that local government ordinances banning unlicensed open carry in public places applied to people in vehicles, too. Number three, no surprise to me, South Carolina, my home state. Before you come and visit Charleston for the eclipse in August, remember that going south does not necessarily mean that you're going to have more freedom. This is the home of Fort Sumter and the BMW Performance Center, and has always looked a little askance to some outsiders. It does to me. And this attitude is reflected in our firearms law. If you are a gun owner who lives here, life is acceptable. It is a shall issue state. While state law prohibits the carriage of firearms into churches and a few other privately owned places, the nanny state gun laws seem no more egregious than average. If you're a non-resident, life is not so good. You can apply for a license if you're an outsider, if they're in the military and permanently stationed in the state, or if you own property in South Carolina. And don't try any of that open carry stuff in the Palmetto State, please. It's completely banned, even with a permit. We only have reciprocity with 23 other states. And the list is fairly random. Michigan and Texas and Florida are in, but residents of states generally friendly to the Second Amendment, like Iowa, Pennsylvania, Montana, and Indiana. Nope. So the people who've managed to jump through the hoops in California, Maryland, New York, or even New Jersey are also out of luck. But they're probably used to that whole lack of civil rights thing. So, you know, you can carry a gun in the car. Yay. Illinois, the land of Lincoln, is shall issue territory for its residents. But they don't make things easy for gun owners, especially in Chicago, which is still a bunch of no-gun zone landmines for the unwary. They do not recognize any out-of-state licenses. And it shall issue law passed under the threat from the Seventh Circuit of Appeals to turn the whole state into a constitutional carry zone does allow non-residents to apply for a license if they have a license from their home state. And also if that home state has laws related to firearm ownership, possession, and carrying that are substantially similar to those in Illinois, which means nobody. Coming in at number one, California with a K. The right to keep and bear arms is wounded, but it is not dead. 70,000 Californians have concealed carry licenses from their state in a state of 35 million, I think, or 37 or whatever. And that's a dedicated band of brave souls that keep the watchfires burning, hoping for the day that some of the state's misguided firearms laws could be rolled back. There's between 6 and 9 million legal gun owners there. That's a full 15% of the population, as opposed to the population who identifies being lesbian, gay, or bisexual. One thing they can be assured of, in California, if you live there, you have more rights than the people coming in from the outside. There's no reciprocity, no vehicle carry unless it's unloaded and stored in a locked container. It isn't good to be going to California with a K. Think about that when you are going to take a nice trip. When we get back, we're going to look at the Brits and their relationship with guns, like we were talking about earlier. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship. With personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Get to Lumber Liquidators Summer Splash Flooring Sale for the best deals on the best selection of woodlook waterproof floors and more. Choose from more than 40 varieties of vinyl plank up to 45% off. Get 20% off Avella woodlook tile packages. And all water-resistant Dream Home X2O laminate is on sale. Plus, get pre-finished hardwood on sale from $149. Like Bellawood Select Maple, it's 30% off. More from 49 cents and special financing. Hurry, get to the Summer Splash Flooring Sale today.
Here's the scoop on garden soil. Sometimes it needs help from the Home Depot, where bags of Miracle-Gro garden soil are a special buy, three for just $10. It improves existing soil with nutrients plants need for stronger roots, so they'll hit the ground running, starting with much better ground. Miracle-Gro garden soil, three bags, $10. Now at the number one retailer for Scott's Miracle-Gro, the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 2nd, while supplies last. Contiguous U.S. only, limit 80 per customer.
Coming live from GCN, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, modularity, a warranty you can't believe. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. After September 11th, 2001, one thing that struck me about this attack was the imagination. In the military, they told us the mind was the weapon, and how we employed the tools was the hallmark of how good we were at what we did, you know. I was asking myself when that happened, when the enormity of it all sank in. I was asking, if they can do that, what can't they do? I also thought, if these buildings were that easy a target to take down, then what institution is a safe spot to be hiding behind during one of the attacks? So if they could hit that, what couldn't they hit? Because we are a very open society. Alexis de Tocqueville observed all the those years ago that this is a place in which civil society flourishes without the leaden hand of authority to guide or constrain it in day-to-day life. It is a place, too, in which individuals are secure in their rights. Because we still travel, we still assemble, we debate, we protest, and we do so while reserving the title deeds to our elemental library liberties. And the risks, notwithstanding, we expect to retain our privacy, to own our consciences, and to maintain our right to bear arms. And more than any other people in the history of this planet, Americans have proven resistant toward those who would coddle them. So, but you have to has rarely been a persuasive argument. Now, lately, in the great cities of the free and democratic West, we have found that no event is now safe from barbarism, no location is cordoned off from threat, no victim deemed innocent of some sort of perverted infidelity. The model of our day-to-day lives makes us more vulnerable than most. One of the reasons that Al-Qaeda hasn't just walked into a mall is that Al-Qaeda hasn't wanted to walk into a mall. Bin Laden and company, they had a penchant for the spectacular and the grotesque. And in consequence, they hoped that each successful attack would prove more egregious than the last. And the downside to this approach was that it considerably raised the stakes. There was no body count, it seemed, that would be deemed too high. But there was an upside too, if you can call it that, the sort of routine attritional guerrilla warfare that can grind a people down was off the table. New York, Los Angeles, San Francisco. These were all targets. The nursing home in the Poconos? Probably not on the list. And that is no longer the case. For as Al-Qaeda has faded and ISIS has risen, the modus operandi of the distributed Islamist terrorists has been dramatically reversed. Have we seen lately in the great cities of the free? In Paris, a rock concert, a soccer match, and a Bastille Day party have been targeted. In England, terrorists have hit a preteen pop show, a much-used bridge, and a pub. Here in America, we've seen attacks at a gay nightclub, on a Christmas party at a rural disability center, in a mall in St. Cloud, Minnesota, at a military recruiting station, on a college campus in Ohio, and at an art exhibition in Texas. So, in 2017, the answer to the question is, why don't they just walk into a mall, is they do. What are we going to do about this? That depends. Former Interpol chief Ronald Noble has proposed one answer is to ensure that private citizens are sufficiently well-armed to both fight back in the moment to guarantee that ostensibly soft targets are in reality somewhat hard. He has suggested that societies have to think about how they're going to approach the problem. One way is to say that we want an armed citizenry. You can see the reason for that. We can, anyway. Over the past 30 years, the right to bear arms has enjoyed a bit of a renaissance, to the extent that the latest trend is for states to abolish permit requirements completely. And despite constant attempts to convince us to do so, we do not seem to see terrorism as a reason to disarm. When we see a soft target hit, the number of gun sales and carry permit applications soar. This is a country in which self-reliance is still cherished. Is it cherished in Britain? It's a country on the front lines. No, it is not. It is not. You can take Noble's idea and put it to people there, and you're going to get some sort of an incredulous mouth agape reaction. That would be the same if, I suggested invading Norway with just a pocket square for protection. If you ask them if these attacks become commonplace, do you think that the British will need to rethink guns? The answers will be no, 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 and no. It's about the same as if you try to suggest to them to buy a fighter jet. They do not like guns, they don't, the Britons. They don't want guns, and in all likelihood, they're not going to change their minds at this point. And we who are wondering if the Brits are on the verge of a sea change here should understand this. They're not. Not even close. Culture matters, and the United Kingdom has shifted on this. In 1688, the right to bear arms was cherished. Today, it is a relic. Were a politician to run on the promise of liberalizing the gun laws, he would lose. To borrow a line from Monty Python, that is a dead parrot. But that skepticism is by no means absolute. What if, God forbid, the attacks we've seen lately become routine? What do you want to do? Then shrugging shoulders and a furrowing of brows. But it is an important one because it raises the possibility that the Brits will ultimately find themselves in the worst of both worlds. The government is unable to protect them, and they cannot protect themselves. They're not going to. So, do we sit back and watch? We may have to. We're now entering a period in which people going merrily about their business are to be targeted for injury and for death. The principles that the British have abandoned for too long are going to become more necessary than ever. The road back from disarmament is going to be a very long and winding one, to be sure. And it may be the road that we're all on, whether we like it or not, but it doesn't seem to be that way here right now, currently. Thank God. I don't know, you know, I've got relatives there, my family, parts of my family are from there. I hope they wake up and do something about what they got going on there, but I don't see them doing it. They won't arm all the cops. Why are they going to let the people arm themselves and take care of themselves? I've got a message from an Islamic leader for you when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
Today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, modularity, a warranty you cannot even fathom. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. While the past president of the United States and seemingly, or many seemingly benign Muslims will tell you that Islam is a religion of peace, the behavior of many tells a very different story. It makes it clear that there is no room for compromise when it comes to the commandments of Allah. Muslims, even conservative Muslims, must adhere to the teachings of the Quran or face the consequences. Those consequences include death, torture, flogging, Gentile mutilation, cutting off hands and feet, stoning, burning to death, and scores of other appropriate results that you must endure should you decide to violate the teachings of Muhammad. The Prophet said there is no God but Allah. And instead, the elites of Mecca rejected. They offered the Prophet wealth, status, and political representation, a seat on the executive branch within Mecca's secular order, all to avoid this statement and its implications. And yet he rejected their offers and continued his journey towards the radical change, providing us with step-by-step instructions on how to make this religion supreme. The elites of Mecca would use every possible measure to coerce or contain Muhammad's call for change within specific parameters. He added that those parameters would permit the changing of anything that did not threaten their system and infringe on their power. But this message is not here to integrate. It is here to dominate. Islam is here to dominate. This was an ideological struggle, the sole purpose of which was to organize man's affairs in accordance with a system revealed by Allah. There was no room for compromise. Instead, Allah revealed to the Prophet, saying, proclaim openly as commanded and turn away from those who associate others with Allah. So proclaim openly as commanded by Allah. This is our activism. It is free of polytheism, the polytheism of a secular system. Activism within a flawed infidel system is forbidden. There's definitely a problem with polytheism in our land, but Islam will not help that since it is a flawed ideology that thrives on death, not life, and because it is an antichrist religion at its heart. But they said, or he said, his name is Thabit, you cannot raise your hands to Allah while extending your hands to men for legislation. Every 4 years you do just that. Muslims are pressured to get out there and vote, believing somehow that their insignificant numbers have an impact. The effort to get Muslims out there to vote has never been about their significance. It's part of an effort to assimilate Muslims. They have tricked Muslims into voting for Clinton, who went on to starve 500,000 children in Iraq to death. They tricked Muslims into voting for Bush, who went on to bomb 2 Muslim countries and kill millions. They went on to trick Muslims to vote for Obama, who bombed 7 Muslim countries and killed millions. The argument used was always the lesser of evil. So now killing millions of Muslims is a lesser evil. Coming from the Quran, what is the matter with you? How do you judge? The ballots had brought you nothing but disgrace and have soaked you with the blood of your Muslim brothers and sisters. And the problem with their system is not the scores of dead. It's deeper than that. It is their secular faith. It is in direct opposition with our creed when Allah says legislation belongs to none other than Allah. Muhammad and his companions established for us a political system where sovereignty belongs to Allah and not to the elites, where politics meant caring for the affairs of mankind, not only the elites, where dawah was conveyed to the whole of society, not only to the oppressed and excluding the elites. This system was not for the 99% of the 1%. This was for the 100%. For those of us in the West, Allah granted us the opportunity to be amidst a people so misinformed that the truth we author will resonate. Our voice is our greatest weapon and our silence our worst enemy. They want to entice you and intimidate you into embracing their way of life. They want to change our Islam. We are not their puppets. We are a cure and a mercy. We carry a comprehensive system of solutions for mankind, and we should act accordingly. Muslims in the West are part of this struggle. We should not underestimate our impact in this global effort. We need to be honest about who we are, what our global program is, and advocate for the system of Islam, wherever we may be, and explain it to Muslims and non-Muslims alike. Don't fall into the electoral trap. Some of what he says may be true. The idea of being used is very true, not only of Muslims, but of many in our society. But they don't offer truth. They offer lies. And as for killing Muslims, maybe he should take a look at the bloody trail left by Islam, not just in this century, but in the previous 9, concerning that. They do not intend to assimilate. For them, I mean, in part of his message, he said, in 2 years, America will be a land of Muslims. And Christians will be our slaves. There is no room for compromise. We are a cure and a mercy. We carry a comprehensive system of solutions for mankind. What does that sound like to you? Does that sound like somebody that wants to come here just to have a nice way of life? Is that what's catching your ear? Is that what you're hearing? Because I humbly beg to differ. This is a group that intends to come here and try to dominate us. They're here already. They believe that they're going to wake up one day and they're going to be ready to go. What do you believe? What do you think? Do you think that is correct? Do you think that's possible? Is it possible that they could take us over in 2 years? When you look at all the stuff that I see out there, and I mean, I'm going to bring you some stuff here in a little bit if I get to it in the next hour, where regular, well-known liberals who are pretty progressive when it comes to everything else, but speak out against Islam, for some reason, everybody seems to take Islam and look at it and say they're just like the Baptists. But they are a system. They're a political system. They're like communism, fascism, socialism, democracy, Islamism. That's a system. It is not, and it's not something that we can live with. It is not going to run side by side with the Constitution. So when you hear these people saying, you know, this is America, we have freedom of religion. Yes, you do. You have freedom of religion all you want. However, you cannot come out and try to push against the government. And that's what that is. That's what it would be. It is not something where they're coming here. And, you know, let's go to a couple of Pentecostal churches and Methodist churches, and let's search them and see what kind of weapons we may find or what kind of literature we may find talking about committing acts of combat or terrorism, whichever you want to call them. And then let's go to a mosque. They find that all the time in France. In France, they're kicking mosque doors open all the time because they have been hit a lot since 2015. I mean, they have been hit a lot. We're going to go into hour number three. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
At Humalife, we believe your health is your wealth. That's why we offer an exclusive, potent, and pure selection of OMRI-certified 100% organic humic and fulvic acid concentrates. These two acids stop viruses and harmful bacteria and increase frequency, vibration, and vitality. In fact, they're called the missing link to your health. Pure liquid organic ATP energy rebuilds and regrows the immune system. You are the doctor at Humalife. You know best because you are the test. Find out more at HumalifeUSA.com. That's HumalifeUSA.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.